Book of Jude. It's good to be with you today. Appreciate the opportunity to preach. We'll look in the book of Jude and we'll begin reading in verse number 20 says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." As we look at the reading of the Word of God today, in verse number 21, he gives us this thought. He said, "Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life." And when you enter into a place such as this, especially when you enter into revival meetings or into camp meetings or different opportunities to come together and to worship God, there's a whole lot of people looking for a whole lot of different things. And in the Christian walk of life, there's a whole lot of people looking for a lot of different things. A lot of times we fail to be looking for that very thing of the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you come together, I thought about even as myself, coming in, there's several other missionaries here. We find ourselves sometimes being guilty of going about, and our goal is looking for support, looking for a preacher to talk to, looking for somebody that'll let us come preach for them. And we get our focus off of the reason why we're gathered together, and we're no longer looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're no longer looking for God to do something in our lives. And we gather together a lot of times as preachers, and there's preachers that fill the house. And so when we look in the Word of God, we're not looking for what God can do to help the people. But we want to find something bigger and better and something that'll astound the people and something that nobody's ever heard of and something that everybody can get excited about. And we're more interested in finding something that'll cause everybody to shout and to hoop and to holler than we are trying to help the souls of men. And we get guilty of that in our lives. And he tells us some things here. He said, keeping yourselves in the love of God. It's our responsibility as God's people that we keep ourselves in the love of God, and in doing that, that'll cause us to look through the eyes of Christ. And when we look upon a crowd of people, we ought to look at people just as Christ looked at people. Man, I thank God for some of these messages that I've heard this morning. But when we think about that, we look and we see a recipe here, and we see some things that God tells us in the midst of this. He said, number one, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith." The Bible said, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And it's a day and age. We heard it preached last night, I believe. But there's a day and age now where this Word of God's meaningless to the most. For the most part, of most Christians. The average Christian's never read their Bible through. The average preacher spends just about zero time in the Word of God preparing himself for a message. And when you think about that, he said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Without a daily intake of the Word of God, we're not going to have any ability in ourselves to look through the eyes of Christ. We're not going to have any desire to help somebody else. We're going to go about through this Christian life in a selfish nature. But Christ was not selfish in His attitude toward us, but He gave Himself for us. It ought to be our desire as Christians that we would be given for God.